This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Major League Baseball season gets going later today to the relief of fans. For 99 days, the owners locked the players out while the two sides negotiated a new collective bargaining agreement. They reached that agreement last month. One of the main sticking points was how long new players had to wait before they could negotiate a raise. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Despite the backdrop of people getting paid to play a game, this is a labor story. Michael Leroy teaches labor law at the University of Illinois.
It's about paying people who are providing what's exciting about the sport. And what's exciting about the sport are the young stars who emerge out of nowhere.
Teams don't have to pay them more than the league minimum salary until they become eligible for arbitration, which usually takes at least 3 seasons. Former MLB executive Marty Conway says teams are using data analytics to pay the least amount for the most talent.
Owners and general managers could look at players almost as a blind resume and say, if I'm getting the same or better production from a player who's less than 3 years that I don't have to pay into the tens of millions of dollars, I'm just going to do that.
Conway says, as a result, average player salaries have decreased while the number of younger players has increased. Under the new agreement, arbitration won't happen any earlier, but the league will set aside $50 million per season to reward the best younger players. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.